So finding a standing posture. With some place around you to move your arms. And if you had shoes on, just like me now, you can take them off. I think it's always nicer without shoes. And coming to stand with your feet hip width apart, your knees are slightly bent, your arms in line with the spine, and your head in line with the spine, your arms hanging loosely. If you like, you could lift your toes a little, spread them, and then place them down a bit further away. So you have a firm grip on the ground. And notice how it feels to be standing like this. To have this firm stand. This is what we call the mountain posture. And you could maybe sense if there is a feeling like standing like a mountain here. For me, it always feels a bit more like a tree. I feel like I'm firmly anchored in the ground and yet flexible on the top. You could even try that out by moving just a little bit back and forward or to the sides and still feeling that you are very firmly anchored in the ground. And if you like, you can leave your eyes open or closed, whatever feels best for you. And then coming to stand and sensing how your body is this morning. Is it tired or tense, warm or cold, digesting? And just noticing. And we'll start by doing a simple Tai Chi movement, yet simple and efficient, I find. So as you breathe in, you bring your arms up towards the ceiling with the hand palms pointed upwards, slowly. And when they're all the way at the top, reaching out towards the top, your hands touching each other, and breathing in, the hands move down in front of your body. Once they are at the level of the chest, the hands can point downwards. Further breathing out. And like this, you continue breathing in, the arms go up, touch each other, and out, moving down. And you can do this with your eyes open or closed, on the rhythm of your breath. And you might want to take the intention to be present, as much present as possible, so that you feel the air moving through your fingers as the arms go up. You feel the stretching, and then you sense this centering, letting go movement when you breathe out. Comparing the two movements, the effects of those two movements on your body, on your mind. Sensing and when your mind is distracted, knowing it's not a problem, you can bring it back at any moment, welcoming the opportunity when you are back. And deciding that these are now the last two movements that you do as mindful as possible. Before you end the practice. And when you come to an end of the practice, coming to stand, closing your eyes, and feeling the after effects of the practice. Sensations in the body. What has changed? What do you notice? What's happening now? And the next movement, I will give some variations. So for those of you who want to be quite active, you can bring your arms all the way up and either let the hands touch each other or keep the arms open. And then starting to bend on the out breath, you bend to the side. For those of you who find it painful or unpleasant to put the arms up, you can also put your hands in the neck together. Do it like this, for example. Interlacing your hands in the neck, that's possible too. So whatever you prefer, doing it slowly, bending like a grass in the wind. On an out breath, you bend to the side. Coming to stand in the middle, and if that's still okay to have your arms up, you keep them there, or otherwise interlace your hands behind your neck, as I said, and then turning behind you. So on an out breath, you turn backwards. And the opposite foot is following. And you can do any other variation that you like in this posture. You can also put your hands in the hips if you prefer that. Or up. It's really your body which tells you what's best for you. And as you turn backwards, looking backwards as well. And also listening to your body when it gives you the signal to stop. You gently bring your arms down. Your feet hip-width apart, your knees slightly bent. And noticing what has changed, how things are now in your body. Maybe there is a bit faster breath or deeper, or you feel a little warm. Just noticing what's there for you now. Being very conscious about your breathing. Noticing every in-breath and each out-breath. Noticing also the beneficial effects of the two movements we did already on your body. And with this awareness of breathing, we'll continue by rolling our shoulders in a slow and, if you like, big movement. So bringing the shoulders forward and up, backward and down. On the rhythm of the breath. So as you breathe in, the shoulders go up. As you breathe out, they go down. And if for any reason you find this movement painful, know that you are the expert on your body. And you can replace it by another one, if you like. Or do a variation of it. And now changing direction from the back to the front. And if it cracks or hurts, you can also make the movement smaller. Doesn't need to be huge. It's whatever feels good for you. So being really kind to your body this morning, not forcing anything. And letting go of your arms, letting go of the movement. For a moment, closing your eyes and feeling the after effects of this movement on your body. And then let your head fall down. Gently moving it to the left until you feel a stretch in the right side of the body. Moving forward to the other side until you feel a stretch in the left side of the neck. So drawing half circles in the air with your head. And if you like, you can even engage your upper body now. So your upper body is following a little bit on this movement, if you like. And again, coming to stand and feeling the after effects of this movement. Noticing what has changed in your body. And in particular, this morning, I invite you to notice what's pleasant. any pleasant changes. There might be some pain and tensions, but there might be some pleasant things too, like warmth or energy or relaxation. And just noticing those. And I'll show now another movement of your hands on your butt. So your hands are folded on your buttocks. And as you breathe in, you become a bit straighter. And with the out breath, you go a little bit in the knees and bend forward. And now for those of you who have no problems with the with dizziness, you can let your head fall down. I'll change around. And bring your arms up, noticing how that feels. And if it's difficult for you to bring your arms up, then leave them on your buttocks or let them hang. So making sure you are in your knees, feeling the stretch in the upper back, and then gently let your hands fall down and just hanging there now. And if you like, you can now put your right hand on your left elbow and your left arm on your right elbow, and hanging like this, gently but very slowly, moving from left to right, very gently. If you have any lower back pain, you might want to do something else, another movement. And gently swinging from left to right, if that feels okay for you. And finally, letting your hands fall down again. You can even put them on your ankles if you like, or let them hang for a moment. And then very slowly and mindfully roll up, bit by bit, until you come back to standing. And noticing how things are now in your body. What has changed? What do you feel now? Maybe there is an acceleration of your breath. Some more energy or warmth. Maybe there is some release of tensions. Maybe you notice some new tensions or old ones or even pain. But again, I invite you to focus on what's good, what feels nice. Warmth, tingling, energy. Relaxation. And if you like, even bringing a gentle smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth taking a deep in breath, slow out breath, releasing any other tension you might notice. Another deep in breath, slow out breath. And taking a few moments to enjoy the feeling of well-being, if that's present for you right now, or relaxation, to enjoy anything pleasant in your body and mind. Allowing it to become part of you, a resource that you can take with you wherever you go today, strength that you can tap into whenever you need it.